Do not underestimate your power. It's all very nice when I convince you that you are as smart as Newton, Darwin, Einstein, Hawking, Leonardo da Vinci. It is rather easy to snap you out of your "my grades weren't that good" slumber that your horrifying teachers indoctrinated you into. Once you see it, you naturally resist it, in great part because their reasons for it was just pretending to know what they were doing, so that they could sell you out for small paychecks. Though until now, it was a challenge to help you to the start of your genius spiral, the upward winding pathway that revolves around your curiosities and drives your greater intellect. The beginning seems really trivial for many people. It may start with stars or model planes or dance, and they kind of see it as not a great start in life. But before you know it, you just dipped your toes into astrobiology, speculative thought, like, how do they hold the soldering iron to make that radio that makes the signal? Model planes snap you so quickly into 3D printing, 3D modeling, and then milling and CNC and G-code, and before you know it, procedural modeling? And shockingly, and with a whiplash, generative modeling. And then yet to be discovered, symbolic generative modeling. You eventually have to stop and ask yourself, genuinely ask yourself, do I need a vacation from this? Let me be the one to answer yes. Yes, you do, always. And even dance, this seemingly silly thing that your mom tells you not to do because you'll knock everything over. Before you know it, it becomes anti-aging and rejuvenation research, and now a much more profound nuisance in your mom's life, as now she is one of your research subjects for rejuvenation. And indeed, aging is a kind of corruption from sitting around too much, a kind of decay from giving up on fitness. And fitness and dance will bring you back out of it, the way physical therapy restores once hurt patients. So rejuvenation is real. Dance is the pathway to it. And this is all a very wonderful start. But with artificial intelligence that is now becoming optimized enough to even somewhat run on a silly old phone, you have staff, programmers, researchers, thinkers, even leaders. Things have greatly advanced forward. It's no longer just about your creativity. Because of what AI offers, an AI that you can run at home on your computer so you're not dependent on anyone else. Because of what it offers, you are now a leader of a team of PhD-level scientists. This is no longer about dance becoming rejuvenation or stars becoming a trip into astrobiology that opens up a career. Your career is already open. You are already a leader. You already have a staff waiting for directions. This is a massive change. It is very disarming when you realize your true power today. You actually have to take a break from school, from grades, from misery, from work and stress. Take a walk in the woods or go hiking with AI on your mind and think about where all of this is going. Artificial intelligence, truly, makes you a CEO of a company today, right now, as I speak, no matter how old or young you are. This means that the fundamentals of your very existence have been altered by the great power that artificial intelligence offers. You must snap out of the old ways and center yourself again. Comprehend where you are. Artificial intelligence is a really weird thing because before you had to learn programming, you had to learn procedures, you had to read books. But now, AI is just text. You talk to it, and it fetches valid information from the internet, from books, from whatever you give it. It's a very powerful system that puts you on top. The people who say that AI is not ready or gives you wrong answers, they just lost their minds. They look at the surface of it and they come up with an idea to dismiss it. AI is really powerful. What you download is just the thinking part. You still need to create a framework of agents or a virtual world where everything can cross-reference one another. And again, AI will create that for you. You really need to think about where you are going in life. Everything has changed. You have a research team. Programmers, researchers, thinkers, philosophers, all waiting for your direction. You need to move a lot faster than before. You are already ahead of a powerful corporation, or think tank, or software development company. You don't have the time to work on your GPA or high school diploma. That's just a nice to have. You must avoid getting scammed out of your savings for a brand name education or an impression thereof. You can learn on your own and navigate subjects that you actually need for where you are going in life. Yes, it's true that AI does not have all the answers, that it's a chaotic mind, but it knows where the answers are at and it can pull them up and look them up and verify them and double and triple check them. It can provide you with a far better educational experience than an expensive university. Yeah. Everything has changed. What job are you seeking? Where are you going the old way? Someone who right now has the power of PhD level artificial intelligence agents. Let me close this with a tiny challenge. You already know you have some thinking to do. Find a company that you feel is clever and ask artificial intelligence of your choosing to make a lightweight version. To automate it with software, the workflows and responsibilities, all the computer programs and customer management. And really look at what it would take to instruct the AI to make it solid and sound and automated and self-running and secure. And then be ready to head multiple such AI-managed endeavors. Once you build something sturdy, you cannot help but to add new features, and those set you apart from everyone else. They make your customers appreciate you. And remember that you can move out or up or back, where instead of building, you sell the AI instructions that build it for your customers. You sell the blueprint. You can take another step and now enable your customers to run multiple such outfits, multiple AI-managed companies. All you do is maintain the blueprint. You refine, research, test, upgrade, retest, and ensure their business success. And just the moment you think to yourself, how can I possibly automate selling physical this or physical that? You don't have to. Use artificial intelligence to create 3D model designs that you then give to your customers to manufacture. Please hear what I am saying. Especially if you are young and still aren't really sure where you are going in life. Heads up. You may not realize how powerful you are in the age of artificial intelligence.